G'day everyone, and welcome to this show. And returning, we've got Ray Kostolanich back. How you going, Ray?
How you doing,
Thanks for coming back on, mate. Now we'll get straight into it because there's been lots of updates and things to go into. But we're talking to, or well, both of us have been talking to Dr. Sam Muggsy lately, and you're on a show, and or you were just talking, was it? And you had the beings come through over the electronics. Is that right?
What happens, George, so your audience understands. He's part of my Fab Four. He's the elephant man from the 13th and 14th dimension. And Dr. Sam Muggsy gave George his name. But when every time me and Sam talk, he's using our microphones, he's coming through ley lines to come through our microphones. And he's talking telepathic. Because I know it's going to be a while before he actually starts talking English. He threw a couple words, hello and Raymond, that's what they call me, in some of the shows that we did. And these guys are having galactic wars with the Archons, the Ryan Grays, and the Reptilians. And they're getting rid of a lot of them. The games are over. And this is what they do. There was one battle. There's been four battles that we actually recorded. And as we go through this, there'll be a time and a place for that to come out so everybody can hear it. And but there's just a lot of things happening. I got to meet the Birdman on
How did that
February 10th.
go?
That was cool. I took bird seed, sunflower seeds, seven loaves of bread, and I took the bird seed, sunflower seeds on the craft, and my guys had informed the Birdman about me, and he shook my hand. He actually has four fingers. He's in a black jumpsuit. These guys are 9 to 12 feet tall. His
Jeez.
wings. His wings are behind on the outside of his jumpsuit, and he's got like a crew cut red hair with yellow on both sides. The wings are yellow, and the tips of his fingers are red, and then it's yellow around the hand and arms. And his face, he looks something similar to a bald eagle. He has a yellow beak, got a mouth. And huge dark sunken eyes, and they can fly. They got about 1 billion enforced on their planet. They're from another galaxy. What's really neat is my best friend Joe Palermo, who's the chief UFO investigator of Missouri MUFON, he's crazy about the Vulcans. Well, we all know that Leonard Nimoy just passed away from Star Trek. These guys are the Birdman's best friend. They're from the planet Zentar from another galaxy. Also with them were the Mo people. And he had some other ETs that he didn't mention. They're all going to be working with my Fab Four, the orange people, the one-eyed Cyclops guys, the ant people. The Blue Warriors are really tough. These guys actually go into the combat of the planet when they start to use sonic blast or shooting lasers. And in the four wars that we taped, you can actually hear the sonic blast on some of the hits, the sound of the sonic blast. But every time me and her speak, George comes in. And he may come in on your show. I'm not saying he will. It's usually when we're on Skype phone. Because they're coming through timelines and they'll go into the future to come back and see how it related in our time to make everybody understand. It's so amazing. I know you understand what I'm saying. But, you know, this has been my crazy life for over 55 years, and it's still going on.
Well, that's it. And with the, what's going on, it's been your father and your grandfather experiences also. So it goes down the family line. Do you want to just give the viewers and listeners who haven't seen or heard of you before just a quick overview about yourself and your experiences, and we can go into some other things?
If I can say it real quick, everything, it's three generations. It started with my late grandfather, Yugoslavia. He was a lumberjack. And he would sit on his stump, and my grandmother would give him 5 sandwiches. He'd have his coffee. And out of the woods came this 12-inch dwarf, all colored clothes. To make a long story short, the information he had from my late grandfather was one of his sons, which was my dad, and one of his grandsons, which is me, would meet many ETs. Well, my dad, my late father, met half of them. I met a total of 33, because I just met number 33. Now, the Vulcans and the Mo people could be 34 and 35, but we'll wait and see as we go. But it all started with me at age 12, 1959. Because I used to go, my dad had a 4-family flat, and every Saturday morning I would go across the street. We had these beautiful street lights, real large. And I had these little pebbles. I used to love to hear the ping off the light. And I had 2 big boulders to break it. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw this metallic ball, a little bit bigger than a basketball. Silent comes over my head about 30 feet. Well, little 12-year-old kid, curious, I went to step back, and I picked up one of the boulders. I was going to bust whatever it was, and we could fall and break it in half. Until I seen the little tiny windows with the little tiny figures. These are my little 3-inch humanoid buddies from the 5th and 7th dimension. They're 3 inches tall. And that's kind of how everything started. And then my dad, actually, I give my dad the credit for the bread, because on our first meeting, he thought more of E.T. He thought more of his wife than E.T. He went grocery shopping and bought all the groceries and 2 loaves of bread. To make a long story short, when we were coming off the craft back to the car with the Circle Grays, we're watching them leave, and then the craft took off. That's when I turned around in the back seat and I saw everything was there, but the bread was gone. And me and my dad would go back in the yard and we would talk. And a light kind of beamed in my head about this bread. I was only 12, I'm trying to tell my dad. The next time we see the star people, that's what I called them, the first thing come out of my mouth. We bring bread. Well, my dad laughed. Second time he took 5 loaves. Third time he took 7. He didn't laugh no more. It was a peace offering, Peter, because we never had missing time. We always knew what was said. I would write everything down as I got older, because now it's all me. And you're a contactee just like me and Tolik. We're the pace setters to get the information out that ET wants us to get out. That's what we do. So that as many people on this planet that we awaken, when the time comes, 2015 is a pace setting year. A lot of amazing, amazing things going to happen. When we get to the major year, I'm not predicting anything here, but this is what they're saying to me and Tolik, and maybe you're hearing this too, because I know a lot of people are. The major year for us is 2017. Now, whether it's before or after this year, because we're getting real close, our frequency is moving up. There's only 250 reptilians left down here. They're going to try and do everything they can. They're third dimensional beings. That's just what I want your audience to understand. When our frequency moves up, they cannot compete as we go into the 4th and 5th dimension. They have to disappear, go back to their hydro-draco planets. And for everything that's been happening down here, these changes are coming, because in that meeting I had February 10th, They were talking about this giant shift on planet Earth with a new alignment of all the planets. They were talking about Jupiter, Venus, Mars, excuse me, the moon and planet Earth. But everybody's going to go through these changes and the rest of the planets for the ascension and everything that has to be exact, even the way Mother Earth is going to go through her changes. Now, what Tolex Andromeda Council did in our favor is they put our planet in slow motion so nobody gets killed or hurt, because there's going to be some big-time earthquakes. They were talking about a coal crisis. They didn't mention any states. You know, some of the states that are getting hit with the snow like never before. This is part of these changes, but there's going to be many more. And but we're going to be okay. These people are watchers and protectors of this planet. They're going to make sure we go through this smooth. It's our time to evolve as humans. And as we go through the process, people are going to start seeing some of these unbelievable changes, feeling these unbelievable changes, to where, you know, we've had so many people lying to us and predicting these years back 2010 on. They don't like dates because everything changes. And as we go through this more, I'm going to get more information. Tolik will. I'm sure you're probably going to get some if you haven't got any up now. But as we go through it, they're going to be working with us.
Definitely.
You know, we're not alone in this no more. These people, other than human life, a regular human life, they will intervene on everything else. They will make sure there's no big-time destruction on this planet. And they will take care of us. But the people are starting to listen to the people that are telling the truth. No bullshit. Sorry to say that on your show.
No, that's fine. There's a bit of swearing that goes on every now and then, so don't worry about that.
My favorite word.
With the experiences and the knowledge coming through at the moment, like for myself, I'm and I've talked about this, I think, with you before on Sam's show, is that the experiences are happening daily telepathically, but you've got your meetings, and when you have the meetings and catch-ups, like you're introduced lately to the bird people, how do these experiences take place? You don't have to tell us locations or times, but how do the these actual meetups take place rather than the telepathic communication that's always going on? Is there a set way that goes about it, or is it just chop and change and happens how it may?
I know what you're getting at. I guess I'm a lucky guy because they actually come on my TV. My TV's off. Mm-hmm. They'll come on my car radio. My radio's off. Yeah. I actually had an ET phone call, whether your people believe this or not. But they usually come on my TV. It's off. I will see the head of the Elephant Man and the Nordique. The Nordiques look just like us. With this beautiful mist green behind it in my TV. And they call me Raymond. My name's Ray Raymond. And they will say something like line 70E. And what that means is Highway 70 East. Whatever they come up with. And then the code is they'll blink the lights twice, because it's a wee hours in the morning that I'm meeting them. Mm-hmm. And when a craft crosses my car and they blink the lights, the next exit is mine. Now, they're either 50 feet off the ground. They always pick the perfect secluded place. Or they're on the ground. It'd be a giant flying saucer. They have two colored giant cigar-shaped objects, white and brown, and a solid black triangle craft. These are the four crafts that they fly in. Now, so your audience understands, these crafts are huge, 3 to 5 football lengths, probably longer. The most beautiful radiant color any human could see in their life at nighttime. And to kind of set this up for your audience, as a human, you can use all the greatest words, magnificent, beyond that. The only time that fear would ever enter a human, because we all went through it, I was 12 years old when it happened to me, is what's inside that crab. Because remember, the 12-inch dwarf said we would meet many ETs. We never knew what they looked like. We never knew what the craft looked like. It was all set up. This was all planned for me and my late father. I'll give you a good example. When we went to meet, which we didn't know, the giant one-eyed cyclops people, that's what they're called. These guys are 8 to 10 feet tall. Now, when we go in this craft, because this door, it's on the ground, giant flying saucer. It's the weirdest kind of flying saucer you've ever seen. So this ramp door comes down, and me and my late father walk in. We go into this room. It's lit up. There's six of these giant one-eyed cyclops have me and my late father in a circle. Now, I'm telling the truth. I'm 12 years old, crying and screaming. This leader by the name of Zuda, with one hand, picks me up. Now, as humans, as I'm going through this, we're thinking these guys are just going to tear the hell out of us, okay? Because I know my dad's ready to take two on, and whatever happens, happens. But when he took me up to this giant black eye of his, I felt the warmth and the love. That quick, I quit crying and kicking my legs. He set me down, and I walked over to my dad. That's when we heard telepathically, we are your friends, we're not here to harm you, we're here for information. This is what it was all about, other than the four bad ones. They didn't come with good information. But to make your audience understand, before I met number 33, I met a total of 32, 28 good, four bad. They all participated. This is what was planned out for me and my late father. And then you got people always saying the magic word. In this case, my dad, I was only 12. Why didn't he take pictures? And I just want to let your audience know the technology that these people have and the power that these people have. They can make that camera disappear, ruin the film, melt it. They don't care what it costs you. They don't care if you take pictures of their crap. I believe the day that they come down here for contact, everybody can take all kinds of pictures of them. They don't care, man. The reason is, we all have relations out there. You look at the races down here on planet Earth. We all came from somewhere. People are going to find out who their relations are, where we came from, everything that was taken away from us. We're going to know a lot. Plus, as crazy as this sounds, your audience is going to really think it's nuts, but we're going to be working side by side with these people, learning new technologies. When we get in, because they told me this, I'm a little older than 12 years old, we're going to be using teleportation when we go into the fourth dimension, big time. So, for everything that is a tiny insect on this planet, it is huge out there. As we were going through this, me and my late father were talking about that because he met the ant people, the cat people, the worm people. These guys are huge. Down here, they're tiny. So we figured probably the 1800s, the giant ant people came down here to have a meeting with the tiny ones to tell them what their purpose is, for what their purpose is to do down here in, of all places, Colorado, underneath the ground. Because these ant people and majority of these people live underneath the ground. They have bases, they live underneath the ground in their planets. And the reason they do this for their immortality, a lot of these planets have two suns. We only have one. But they were, the elephant people, Jarge, in an RDX were talking to me saying, we're in the sun too much. The sun is good for us to a point. But as we grow older, the cells in our body that give us old age die. What our top scientists are trying to do is reverse that. That will be our immortality to live even longer. And they're right on what they're saying. Because of the sun rays, there's a magnetic field we're around, and the sun burns. Some of us people get second and third degree burns, falling asleep in the sun too long, and what it does to our eyes. So they were really right on the money about us. And then something that was bugging me and my late father was Flight 19, five Avenger pilots that were missing in 1945. We were always curious if these guys were really dead. And I had asked my Fab Four, are they dead? And they said, Raymond, they're alive in another Earth-like planet. We didn't ask about the rest of them. They went out and ended up disappearing too. But anyway, we were concerned because it would give us an idea, because we're getting the greatest education from them. If them guys were to come back here, their fingernails would probably be as long as from one end to the other end of my apartment. They would shrivel up and die. As long as they stay, when our body goes through time, the molecules in the cells change. And when they're taking us sometimes, you think you're gone for maybe 2-3 hours. You're gone for 3 weeks. You know, it's amazing.
Exactly, yeah.
And if it's longer, you're going to come back with a beard the whole bit. But I can understand, and my late father could understand what they were saying, because the immortality of a Nordic is 1,800 years. The immortality of a Circle Gray is 350 years. The immortality of an elephant person is 2,000 years. These guys that are Flight 19 will live just the way these guys were young in 1945, just the way they are now for thousands and thousands of years. It's amazing. As we go into this more, we're going to find out a lot more answers. And well, I know our people that have been running the show, because me and my late father, we were off by 2 years. We thought they were using teleportation 1945, but they were doing it in 1943. So our people are probably anywhere from 40 to 60 years ahead of us, our own humans, because of the base on the bases on underground on Mars and the moon.
Do you know much about the bases on Mars and the moon?
Yeah, I do. There's... Hang on.
You're right.
I'm doing a radio show, Barry. I'll call you back. Bye. And that was an Earth phone call. These tall white warriors on the moon kind of take charge. These guys are 15 feet tall. There's three tall whites. This is the information I get from my guys. Sherry Wild was dealing with the ugly tall whites. She's a contactee. I had her on Skype in my meeting. And this gal, also in Florida, she's assistant director of MUFON Florida. 10 years old, these ugly tall whites were messing with her. And then you got the tall whites that are human looking with black eyes, male and female, that are working with our military. Plus, you got other star people on the moon, on the backside of the moon. Excuse me. And then when you get to Mars, You got these good reptilians that are 25 feet tall with two hearts, kind of run the show for the other four star people that are up there. There are some Orion Grays up there. I think my frog people are up there. That's the northern part of Mars, where it actually snows up there. And they do have a lot of water on that planet. Because there's a lot of star people, good star people, that are checking out the moon and Mars pretty much to make sure everything's going as it's supposed to be. And they know about our military underground bases and the weird looking creatures on Mars. I've been told there's a scorpion with a human face. As crazy as it sounds, I don't know for sure. This is what I've been told. There's another one up there that actually eats us. A lot of stuff happened that hasn't come out yet on that. I can hear George coming in real slow. Can you hear him breathing?
I heard something for a second then.
That's him. If he comes up loud, I'll let you know. But there's all supposed to be some things happening on Saturn and Jupiter. And I have heard that the reptilians have a big base on Saturn, which there's been a lot of things happening that I can't talk about right now, but eventually, you know, that's going to come out.
Yeah.
What have you heard anything on what I was saying about Mars and the moon?
I was showing that I know that things are going on up there just from the knowingness and from experiences in terms of where things go telepathy-wise from doing this in remote viewing. I've been given remote viewing targets that when you, unless it's like a front load session, you don't have a clue what the target that you're being given is. And I did confirm bases on the moon and Mars. I think there was three bases I was given of targets on Mars, which I didn't. I knew it was Mars once I got into it, but I didn't. You know, again, when you do remote viewing, it's completely blank when you do it. And it was a really big ass one. Like, I mean, this thing would have had to have been the size of a city that contained 2 million people in like a huge circle. And it was like as if there's a dome on top, but it was in it. I could see a city. So there's a freaking city there. I got, it was a mixture of races as well, and there was the coordinates. Now, this was a while ago, I did this, and I don't have the papers with me, because I've moved three times since then. I threw a lot of my stuff out and got rid of nearly everything I owned, but if I do, by chance, happen to have one or, you know, any of those things, I'll let people know the targets. I was shown stuff, for example. And this is where they you would know this too, like we're in the human body, so we think of things linear, though we try to break that down as experiences. We know that there's a lot more and things aren't like that. But I was shown how in the future that, and what you were saying about the future before was very right. There's not predictions. It's more like when things are right energetically, they come into fruition. So it's this. Everything has to be right energetically, and then bang, you know, it happens. So we get given the predictions, but the times, there's never a set time, which is why I've said to a lot of people, I don't know anything about times, because with my experiences like you, you're told that this is going to happen, but the energies have to be right, and they don't even know that. But I was shown that there was solar events which did happen in the future, and some of us went underground and turned into greys, and some of us went to Orion and the Pleiades and became basically the opposite. They became more human and more advanced spiritually. But then they showed us that they both the greys, which some of them went to the Zeta Reticuli, and some of them went and put outposts on the moon and Mars and other places, they came back and eventually together rectified these things. But even though this was rectified, both outcomes still exist. And this is where they said, you think linear. So they said, we've come back and fixed it, but because it happened, it still exists, and fixing it exists as well at the same time. So I don't understand that. But through that, they were showing me bases and outposts, not just on the Moon and Mars, but throughout other planetary bodies within the solar system and going right out. But this, they were saying, had to do with what we would call the Illuminati, but it was really not even reptilians. It was going back behind that to an even darker force. But it had to do with manipulation with the sun of solar events that caused a lot of people to go underground, and those who survived, they were basically picked up and taken back to some of the star nations like Orion and the Pleiades. So I haven't been given much more information on the Moon and Mars, but just for viewing and doing it what I've done, there's definitely activity up there. A lot of stuff doesn't make sense. There's a lot of good photos up there, whether it's Richard Hoagland or John Lear on his website, thelivingmoon.com, I think. There's really good evidence for it. And then I'm coming across experiences like yourself and many others that are saying a lot of similar stuff. There's definitely stuff going on. And that was just a good point you were bringing up energetically. Like, we'll talk about energetically with probabilities and you know, prophecy type things, because people, a lot of the time, they don't see it how you and I see it, and we're experiencing it. And another good point to bring up here too is I've actually got phone recordings of weird stuff happening, beings, whether mantid beings or other beings coming through the phone, that are actually up on my YouTube channel. So people can get, or they could go to my website and look at, I think it's the Paranormal UFO and Videos page. There's two or three incidences that are there, and two times the people on the other end of the phone have witnessed what's going on. And you can see me with a video camera filming the phone and myself in some of them, or in one of them, or two of them, I think, I can't remember. So I get the same as you sometimes, but and it's being captured, but it's not, for me, a common thing. It happens sort of maybe once every few months or something. So you're not the only one getting it, just to sort of back you up in that sense that this does happen. And it just seems to be the method that they use to work with you and interact. And I think it's for safety on both ends when that happens.
Right. There'll be a lot more UFOs for people to see many. That's what they want, to kind of ease the panic a little bit as we're going through this. Like never before. Now, our cousins that were on Mars back in, millions of years, they're chunky. They're on that craft planet that's Sirius.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Sirius is a planet. They're third dimensional. They live inside the planet. I think I have something to do with them guys. They're going to play a part. The ones above planet Sirius are fourth and fifth dimensional. But planet, Sirians are going to play a big part. Tolik was talking about them. I did a show with him. But our cousins are on Mars. These guys are 6 to 8 feet tall. And they're these reptilians I was saying earlier. They're 25 feet tall with two hearts, kind of run the authority up there, even over our military, to make sure everything goes right. And again, everybody can call this hearsay. It's information you and me as contacts and told it, that we get. We weren't on Mars. We weren't on the moon. But these people have never lied to me. These people have been my friends for over 55 years. So I get this out for them, to get it out to the humans down here. That's what we do. We're not here to predict anything. We're letting them know we have our own people on these two planets and other planets. You know, ever since the Roswell crash, 47, that was the year I was born, the technology, the reverse engineering that our people started then, that's why they're like 40, 60 years ahead of us and what they're doing. But they're also leaking a little bit here, a little bit there, and what we're doing, because it's getting close for the people to start knowing what the hell is going on.
Not definitely.
You know, we got people trying to get them to disclose the idea that ET is real. Only thing I'll say to that is, even if they say yes or no, it's just the beginning of everything that they've held from us. But people like me, you, Tolley, can contactees like us through the star people, the good ones. We're getting the right information out. We are educating ourselves and the people on this planet to awaken these people so that when the frequency comes, a blink of an eye, these people will be fourth dimensional. We will not be a third carbon, third dimensional being anymore. We're going to be a crystallized human face. When we actually go into outer space, everybody loves Raymond. When we go into outer space, they say that our face is a light, our belly's a light, our hands are a light, and as we go into the fourth and fifth, we will join the good light of the lights of families like we're supposed to as we go into the fourth and fifth. You know, and I think you could vouch for this, we were given the greatest education ever. You don't have to go to school for this. And, you know, this was all planned out for me and my late father. We were chosen people, just like you, Peter. We didn't ask for this. Me and my late father talked about many times, who are we? I even said it to my dad. We're not the president of the United States. We're not anybody with any kind of authority. Why did they pick on us? It was three generations. It was all planned out. Where this is going to go for me, I don't know. I know they're going to be in my life for the rest of my life. And I don't know if they'll be 34, 35, 36 number. But, you know, I'm ready to take on what I'm supposed to do. And once our job is done, then we will go elsewhere to do what we're supposed to do. But until then, we're supposed to awaken as many people on this planet as we can that are ready. Because anybody that wants to be third dimensional will not be on planet Earth. There will be a planet Earth, more than one, not just us. Other star people are going to go through the same thing we're going through. We're not alone. That's going to have the same opportunity for the star people out there that want to stay third dimensional, that don't want to advance. I understand this. But this is our time to evolve as humans. It was supposed to happen 368 years ago. This is the big number my guys came up with. I didn't come up with this. Whatever bad entity was at that time down here controlling, you know what the bad ones do. They control everything and try to eliminate humanity, whatever. So whatever didn't happen then, it's time now. There's no games. The games are over. They're going to make sure. And there will be many good star people from inner and outer dimensions, other galaxies. The list goes on. You know, just in our universe alone, there's billions of new star people. The ones that Jenny Blankenship, good friend of mine, because she's an artist, I can't draw. She drew these down to the T. I was with her when she drew each and every one. Took some time. But your audience, a lot of people are seeing some of them. But most of the audience out there have never heard of these star people. But I guarantee you this, they're going to meet these people when the time comes. I'm not worried about that. Right now, you know, I met some hideous people. I'm sure you have too. We've seen some things with our eyes that not too many people will want to stand in front and see. But, you know, that's what happened. And we've made friends. These people have been my friends for over 55 years. I'm a young 67 years old. Well, I'm pretty healthy, pretty strong. And we have a lot of protection. So do you. So does Tolik. So does Dr. Sam Muggsy. She was chosen to me to meet her. And she's doing a lot for humanity and making people healthy. Because once we go into the fourth dimension, you know, I have Agent Orange prostate cancer. The minute we turn fourth dimension, we are healthy. There is no disease. The star people know the two biggest things on this planet, greed and disease. You can thank the reptilians from the Hydro and Draco planets that poison our water, poison our food, and what their agenda was, whether you know it or not, from the entire Milky Way, the other 20 planets that are human-like, like us, and planet Earth, we would have been all reptilians. But Tolik's Andromeda Council, that are big players in this, the Procyons from the planet Keeler or Kayla, it's one of the two, and I never met them new, good vegetarian reptilians that knew the weakness of the Hydro and Draco reptilians, shot that sonic blast back in January, February 2011, blew up all them bases, killed a lot of the Orion Grays and reptilians, thousands. A lot of them were captured for trial, and they're still dealing with them today, even off of this planet. There's only 250 left. They're going to try to do everything they can. Now, the people that's been running a show down here on planet Earth, you know who they are. They know the game's over. They're going to do everything they can. There's too much good coming. Ain't going to be no more bad down here. This world's going to change and turn around for the better. You got corporations, good corporations, that are getting ready to do their thing. With the new technologies, people are going to see this. We're us guys, I probably said this before on your show, the men will be anywhere from 8 feet to 8 feet four, will appear to be 30, 35. The women will be 7 feet to 7 foot four, appear to look 20, 25. We're going to be healthier. We're going to have a human face. We will be a crystallized being. But in order to make these changes and going through these frequencies, we are, you know, with the consciousness and the light being that we really are in this human skin suit, okay? But the other thing I want to say about us humans, that these star people are not just my guys. I get my guys laughing a lot. They don't have the emotion of the happiness of the feeling of laughter. They don't have the emotion of sadness that as humans, that's what they're looking at. As smart as these people are with the technology that they have, that's how important us humans are. We're multi-beings. We got 12 planets out there that use our DNA. Because they had messed up on something so simple. So that's okay. Mm-hmm. They can use our DNA all they want, as long as it's for a good purpose. There is one that is using it for a bad purpose, for their own agenda, to do what you've probably heard of, and it's the Grays. There's so many Grays out there. I have no idea how many are good and how many are bad, other than my circle of Grays, the planet Circle. They're the most friendliest Grays you'd ever want to meet. They can only talk telepathic, and they slurp when they're trying to talk. It's pretty neat. But, yeah.
But they've got a sense of humor, don't they? A lot of these beings do have a sense of humor. They just don't have the emotion like we've got it.
Right, they don't. The breathing of the elephant man, he has a small trunk. When he gets excited, he actually screams his language and his trunk will expand real wide because he gets real excited. And if he gets pissed off, which I've seen that happen, right? Because they're ready to battle the and get rid of these ones we've been having problems with. And that's what they do. That's what they're doing for us. And there's so many good ones involved. It's a big family out there. Besides the Silver Legion, Andromeda Council, my Fab Four, all 29 of the good ones, the Vulcans, the Mole people, the list goes on. The Bird people? The Bird people, you know, 1 billion in force alone. And these forces and these crafts with the ability and technology that they have to do what they can do is unreal. But, you know, this is going on as we speak, and they got a lot of work to do. Everything is set in its place for us to ascend and for the access of everything to fall in place. It's going to take time. You know, I know us humans, a lot of them are going to live on that year 2017. It is a major year for us. I'm not here to predict it, but me personally and where I'm at with this, I really think, I don't know what date of that year, 2017, could very possibly be the major year for all of us to finally see ET. And when they do come, there won't be crafts in the sky. They'll be here. You got ETs walking amongst us. You got underground bases with a lot of my 29 ETs and other ETs that have been programmed, have lived like we live, understand our ways, but when the time comes, everybody's programmed has a part what to do of an ET. And we're going to know when we get close to that, there will be our language through whoever is in charge to do what they're going to do to make sure that the fear factor on this planet is gone because of the process we're going to go through, the changes. Everybody's going to go through it with us. You know, we're not alone. Everybody thinks we're alone now. Better second guess this, because me and you, we know we're not alone. You got any questions?
Yeah, that's sure. Has there been much interactions from the guys that you're working with out of the the different types of beings you're working with? Have they said anything to you about any of the interactions they've had with, a type of government here or anything that they've communicated with or tried to in the past at all?
Yeah, I never met Valiant Thor, which that happened back in Nixon, Eisenhower days. Supposedly that's real. But yes, they have. And what, you got to remember this, other than these families and the people that run the show, we got people down here playing God with our lives. That's what we got. For greed, all the money. And all the money that we're used to on this planet will change with probably with the next 8 or 9 years or sooner. We will be trading with energy and goods just like ET. And we will also change other good things that we will be set for. And you're not going to have this game chase changing plan for all the money that they can make and this and that, because if it wasn't for us, they wouldn't be making it nothing anyway. People on this planet have the power, and it's our time to really enjoy. This is going to be the most beautiful planet Earth ever. I've seen it 3 times coming in, once with my late father, twice by myself with my own eyes. And I can guarantee you, Peter, I see why every bad and good star person comes to this planet. It's the gateway to the stars, number one. It's probably the most beautiful planet out there. And the bad ones come in here to control, and the good ones are the protectors and watchers of this planet through billions and billions of years. The treaties have been broken by the bad ones. They've been warned about it. And now in this day and age, everybody's going to see nothing but good, more good than ever. The bad will disappear. The people playing God down on this planet. This is what I've been told. All I'm doing is getting out. We're going to see this. And it is our time for this. And the people have been talking about it. It's a lot of people getting tired of the way it's been going. You're going to see some of the bad star people cross over. They're getting tired. I'm going to say something here that people are going to really think I'm crazy. I have to say it anyway because they say it to me a lot. It took me and my late father a while to understand it. It's all about the battle of the souls. This is what it really comes down to. And as we go into this more, people will understand that when me and Sam's talking on Skype phone, George would jump in right away and start breathing because he knows what I'm talking about. He knows I'm telling the truth because that's what they drum in my head. And it took me a while to understand that. But we've had other lives. We're going to have more. We really don't die. I can hear George coming in real slow. I can really hear him coming in. But anyway, it took a while. But I understand. I understand it more. Because down here on planet Earth, when we die, the body is a corpus. That soul leaves. So there's nothing living in that body no more. And then it ascends into another life. And it took a while, but it makes sense. And what we've done in the past and what we're doing now and where we came from, just like what me and you are doing, and totally the list goes on, when our job is done, we will go into another soul, another life. You know, if you ever been down here somewhere and you knew you saw this house in another state, you knew everything about it. It was like deja vu, but you knew you were there for some reason. I've had that happen to me many times. It's just things like that, because when we were growing up as kids, we were lied to. We were lied to a lot of things. And when I was getting educated at 12 years old, at a young age of 12 years old with star people, it opened my eyes in reality to understand more who's taking what away from us, who is in charge to take things out of the Bible that we weren't supposed to know. There's a lot of things, you know, I see you smiling. There's a lot of things about us that we're going to know now. We're all going to be a little bit pissed off. Really are. But once we find out, and you're going to know everything, because there's so much coming up, we're going to have the ability. I know this sounds nuts. I've been told by my star guys, when we go into the fourth and fifth, we're going to be able to have a conversation with our dead parents, aunts, whatever, uncles, daughter, son, pets. We're going to have that ability with our conscience and the light that we are. There's so much involved here. It's beyond us. You know, it's just people start listening to your shows, my shows, the list goes on. The right people, you know, you got a great show. You're a great host. You speak the truth just like me. That's the way I was brung up. I had two parents that gave me great morals to be a fighter. That's what I do. I do my meetings every month, the first Monday of every month. And I'll do these shows for as long as it takes. And the information, You know, look what you've been through. You've been through some hell. I don't have to tell you that. Everybody thinks it's peaches, but these abductees and some of these contactees have really went through hell. You know, I've been fortunate, but I will say this much. I've seen some hideous looking people that we thought were going to kill us, eat us, never to be seen again, and nobody would ever known it. But these are our friends, other than the bad four that we met. And I fear nobody no more. The only fear I have is the fear of God, and that's the greatest fear you could ever have. After what I see with my eyes, brother, I'm ready to take a fall.
But it's important, we've spoken about that before, where there's some beings that look that out there, but the love that comes from them and emanates from them, you know, you can't explain to anyone. But it's a very good point also you made about some of the guys, you know, some of the what we'd say are bad guys, they're turning as well. Like, I had experiences with some of the Earth reptilians, and they were saying that they're changing their ways because they cannot evolve. It's like that they've been overshadowed by a darker force, and they've realized this. It was like as if there was a glitch in the system, and I think it's got to do with the vibrational change. They were seeing what's going on and part of it, and I see it's not really their fault. It was an overshadow type situation, and I was saying we're breaking up in the faction. Now there's all this inner fighting, but the force behind them is breaking down and coming through more in person now, though there's like spirit type stuff, because they can't use the reptilians they were using as a vehicle among many other beings that they're using to come in here. So it's a very important point you made a little bit back, 10 minutes or so ago, about that type of thing, because it just shows that there is a vibrational change going on, and those that were once going down one path go, geez, this isn't working for me, or it's not working for them as a collective, and they're going down another path. So, you know, both yourself and myself and others seem to be seeing this happening amongst the other races as well.
Right. And you're going to see, you know, the reptilians, I don't mean it to feel sorry, are really getting a bad rap. Other than the ones, as far as I know, the Hydro Draco are your evil ones. But you're going to see some of their clan to make your audience understand, want to cross over, want to get away from something that ain't working. Yeah, they can change themselves to look like us. They can walk through walls. These abilities, even fly, we really have these abilities. That's what was taken away from us. As crazy as all this sounds, I've been talked to by my guys about this. This is what is major things that have been taken away from these humans. And for us to know the answers now with the people playing God on this planet, it's going to be a different ball game. As we go through this, as fantasy sounding crazy Hernandez of what I'm saying, I got educated. You got educated. Big time. So did Tolly. I can speak for Tolly. We have seen some things and learned some things here that just blow anybody's mind.
I'd love to talk to Tolik myself sometime. That would be good to talk to him. But just a quick question. With the elephant race, would this be what the Indians in India talked about as one of their the advanced beings they interacted with? How you see some of the ancient beings depicted with the elephant trunk with an elephant head, but they're on a humanoid body?
It's possible on that. Everybody's getting that Ganesh. The pink elephants, they have nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
George is a warrior, elephant warrior. He's an elephant from the neck up. He is built real good, human, the way neck down.
Yeah.
These guys are strong. They're a million years in technology. The first ones you said, very possible kin to them, yes.
Yeah. It just came to mind, that's all. Just another thing too, how have you been perceived by like a lot of groups and doing the shows out there? Like, I know myself, like, I guess it's the same with you, you get a balance of those you know, saying good on what you're doing and not, but also hearing you talk and looking at the people you connected with, it seems MUFON, you know, some people members in it, you know, you're mates with them and they're listening to what you're saying. So it seems that it's getting out there pretty much in a positive light over there for you.
It is. It's really going big time strong. MUFON's really starting to look into this more. They've had a bad rap for a long time. But, you know, these people don't make any money. You know, it's their con on everything they do. My best friend, Joe Palermo, who's the chief UFO investigator of Missouri MUFON, has really backed me up and had a lot of confirmation because I let him check out people that are talking about what me and Tolly and you were talking about. We're getting confirmation.
Yeah.
David Wilcox, Alex Collar, they've all said things. Me and Tolly act like little kids when we hear they're talking about what our starter people are talking about. So we know other people are right there with us, backing us up. When we're doing these shows, just like these comments, I don't worry about anything bad said. It's like gossip. There's nothing you can do about it. Them people have nothing better to do than that. But I will say this. They'll be the first ones, Peter, that will have the fear and be shocked and say, what the hell was that guy's phone number again that said this was going to happen? You know what I mean? That's there. And for the rest of the people that are on the page with everybody, they're going to see the light. They're going to be fourth dimensional. You know, it's going to be amazing for us what we're going to go through now, like we're supposed to, and it's going to happen. And it's just awakening the conscious, you know, the light in us, the love in our heart. And I'll say this on your show. I've said it on other shows. Not only the good star people, but the bad star people talk about the number one creator, God. Whether you believe in a higher power or God, they talk about him highly. These ETs, star people, that's what they're called, are his angels, okay? He's got a lot of power, and they're all working for him. When I first came into this at 12 years old, not because I'm Catholic, but, you know, he enlightened my heart. I lived with this ever since I was 7, 8 years old in grade school, and it was all nuns, and it just bugged the hell out of me. So I finally raised my hand and I said, sister, you're always talking about God being three persons in one. So I want you to explain something to me. And I'm standing in front of the class. If he's on a cross dying and he's talking to somebody up there, which is supposed to be his father, how in the hell can he have three persons in one God? You know what she said to me, Peter? Sit down. But I know what my answer is now. I really do, because as I went through this, he is real. And Jesus came down here and did. He was an astronaut, but he came down here to enlighten us. He educated me. When he did die and rose again from the dead, that taught me reincarnation. If he did not do that sign, forget reincarnation. But I know it exists. We symbolize with words down here. Reincarnation's one of them. And the meaning of it. When people see a flying saucer, a cigar-shaped object, we symbolize with them names. But in our mind, it's a intelligent vehicle driven by an intelligent being that we don't have. And these people can do anything. We're starting to get a little of what our guys can do. We can fly 18,000 miles an hour in orbit. They can do that in our space, in our time here. So it just shows you how intelligent these people really are. They can close their crafts. They can come invisible. They can jump. We can't do that. But we're going to learn all this and more. I know since the late 40s, we've learned a lot and done a lot that's been hidden from us. I understand that to a point, but every American and person on this planet is entitled to know the answers to all this. And we're going to get them. There's no more games. And we're going to get a lot of knowledge. We're going to get educated. The people are not going to hear this. They're going to see it. They're going to live it. And the changes that we're going to go through. We're doing our job as contactees. We get the message out. That's what we do. We don't predict the years. The people that do this get burnt when they do it. You know, Tolik is a great friend of mine. He gave out the information January 1, 2014. Star people don't give dates out, and it really, he lost a lot of people, but Tolik was doing his job. He's a messenger, okay? And that's what people have to realize. You know, I'm not here to predict anything. You're not here to predict anything. All I'm doing is telling the truth, what they tell me, and we got great, good times ahead of us, like never before. But we're going to go through some changes. We're going to go through some bad changes. What people have to understand, you got good and bad out there. You got good and bad down here. But you're going to change that. They're all going to go through the same changes we're going through. We're not the only exception. But as humans,
spread all the planes as well, all places.
The new alignments that are coming up, I just heard this 3 days ago, scientists talking about Jupiter and Mars move. They're going through their changes. Everything has to be exact for all this to work. You know, we live our everyday life because we're controlled down here. The only time we have time to think is on a Sunday because a lot of people are working 6 days. So let's take half of your Sunday. You can look into these shows. See what MUFON's talking about, and then you got to get set for another 60 or 80 hours of work, you know? You're always controlled. The government don't want you to think about this shit, but this is our life, and people are starting to get involved, and they can thank you, me, Sam, the people that are doing these shows. You guys are doing great work. You're an honest person. You don't bullshit. You've had many, many guests on your shows with all kinds of different varieties and information, whether it's ghosts, healers, whatever. And people are listening to someone like you, you know, because you put yourself on a line just like I do. And that's what it's all about.
And that is what it's about, getting out the information, definitely. And thank you for speaking up and taking the time, because we'll wrap it up there at the moment, but it'll be cool just to talk to you quickly off air as well, but we'll wrap it up there. And look, thank you so much for speaking up yourself and telling your truth and what you've experienced. And you know, a lot of it does tie in with what others are saying and what I've experienced, which, you know, again, is up to people what they do with any of that, which is, you know, it's about free will and just taking the information. But I think there's some things that need to be heard there, and I really appreciate you talking out, Ray.
No problem, buddy. Anytime. Yeah, you got a great host. I love you, brother.
Love you too, mate. We'll wrap it up there. Cheers, mate.
Take care.